We are joined now in the post-game show with the Eagles head coach, Destry Sterkel. And coach, initial thoughts, what a game, huh?
Yeah, it was up and down, and dug ourselves on a hole, got out of the hole, put them in a hole, and then it was a whole another cycle of that. But that was a fun atmosphere. That's what Class A boys state basketball is all about right there. Just two teams giving it their all. That was just a great experience.
You guys couldn't buy a shot yesterday. You come out, you hit your first three threes of the game today in 90 seconds. I mean, what are you thinking at that point?
Well, at that point, I was like, oh, we might not miss. Then we kind of went cold the rest of the half, but we're getting good looks, and that's what we told them at half. Just keep getting good looks and trust in your body of work throughout this whole season. And we got some big ones. Ethan had a monster second half, and Denny and Greg Downs just were incredible in the post. That was just a great team effort.
Yeah, Ethan especially there, like you said, to start the second half. He had like 10 early points, got you the lead back. That's as aggressive as I've seen him play this year offensively. And, you know, do you think part of that is him being a senior and saying, hey, I don't want this to be my last game. I'm going to do whatever I have to do, because he really took over there.
I think that plays a big part of it. He's a pretty silent guy, but heck of a competitor. And I think that was in the back of his mind that, hey, this is... don't want this to be the last 18 minutes, so go out and give it my all, and he sure did. And just a great group effort. You know, I thought Parker came in, did some great things, and then 23 hit some shots on him, so we shook it up and kind of went big with Greg and Denny, and then kind of alternated him and Breck Bloom, and those two, they just want to win. You know, some Breck set a while and then came in and hit a monster three. Just knowing that when you're ready, it's time to go in and do it, and trust the process. So really proud of just the unselfishness of the group. That's a big reason why we win. We don't care who scores. We don't necessarily care. You know, I played 28 minutes last night and only 16 tonight. They don't seem to care about that. That's just so much fun to coach.
No, I can imagine. Another guy that really distributed the ball well, and he always does, is Josiah. I mean, another great game for him. I was most impressed with him, though, on the plays that he made when things didn't go his way. He misses the two free throws, gets the offensive rebound, leads to a layup that ties the game, gets a steal at half court. Like, he's just everywhere. He never gives up on a play.
Yeah, he's just a special breed of a competitor. Hates losing, hates getting taken out of the game, hates having to sit a drill out of practice. All he wants to do is be on the court and play basketball. It's a breath of fresh air. He's an old school mind with a kind of a flair, new age flair with the way he plays. But that's a special kid, and he's our leader. He's 5 foot nothing, and he gets us in our stuff. He plays bigger, and I'm just glad he's on my side every single game.
Walk me through the final sequence there. I'm sure you would have loved to have just had the initial rebound, but you know, they get the and one, they miss the free throw, get it back. What were you telling the guys in the huddle at that point with 14 seconds left? Because you knew if you fouled, they were going to the free throw line.
Yeah, we didn't want to foul. We wanted to keep them. We just said, keep the ball in front of you. You got to contest everything. And then told them to get a little physical, because it's the last play of the game. You don't think the refs are going to make a call, but you can't cross that line of physicality, but you can be a little extra. And I thought we were. Ethan clogged up 11, didn't let him get to a screen, and it was a big play. It made him throw up just a prayer, and got a big stop there.
So now you guys get a day off before you play in the Consolation Championship. You had a day last year where you kind of got to do whatever you wanted to. It'll be similar this year. You guys going to tour around the cities? What's kind of the game plan tomorrow now as you get ready to rest up?
Yeah, we'll talk to the guys in Mall of America or Top Golf, maybe both. I mean, you are who you are. Some say we should probably have a practice, but this time of the year, we are who we are. We don't need to get a practice in. We need to get off the feet, enjoy it a little, be around each other, have some family time. We got a great showing again, just incredible. The fans came and supported us. So it's about them. It's about our families. It's about our fans, and enjoy the day off. And then that beautiful 8 a.m. game makes it fun.
Yeah, it'll be bright and early. I'll be here ready for it just like you will. Enjoy this one. Congratulations. You get 36 more minutes with your guys. We're looking forward to it, and thanks for the time, Coach.
That's incredible. Great way to put it, 36 more minutes. Wouldn't want to spend with anyone else, and thank you for covering us the whole year and this trip.